Hey, Shavua Tov, my friends. I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. Today is day 17, which is entitled Bringing Redemption. And I made reference to something we read in shul, in synagogue this morning. We had the Tochacha, which is one of the most difficult parts of the Torah to listen to read. It's the rebuke, it's the chastisement of what will happen, God forbid, if the Jewish people don't follow in Hashem's ways. There are actually two Tochachas in the Torah, two rebukes. One that we read today in Kisavo, and then one that was read earlier in the Torah. And there's a difference between the one that was read early in the Torah in the Sefer Vayikra and the book of Leviticus. There's like a little of a silver lining. Today it was all doom and gloom and very, very difficult to listen to. But back in Sefer Vayikra, when the first Tochacha is read, the Pasuk reads, it's in the middle of listing all the awful things, God forbid, that will befall the Jewish people if we don't follow the covenant and follow in Hashem's ways. But there's a silver lining verse that reads, and I will remember my covenant with Yaakov and with Yitzchak and with Abraham, v'zacharti, and I will remember. And it's difficult because in this week's parsha that we read today, the Tochacha didn't have that silver lining. And the question is why? So the Ramban, the great Nachmanides, says that these two rebukes actually referred to the two different exiles that the Jewish people went through. The first one was at the hands of the Babylonians back in 586 BC when they destroyed the first temple. And we know that it only lasted for 70 years. After those 70 years passed, God intervened, redeemed the Jewish people, brought us back to Israel. That was after the Purim story. And the second exile, though, which is the exile that we are still considered to be living within, that took place at the hands of the Romans in 70 CE. And that was destined to be a lot longer. That's why the Ramban Nachmanides says that the second rebuke, the one we read this morning in the Torah reading, has no words of consolation, no words of comfort. Because when it comes to the second and the more longer exile, the one we're in now, we will have to take an active part. God will redeem us from the first exile, which he did after 70 years, but we have to redeem ourselves from our current exile. And this is a very beautiful idea that the first chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Kook, he said, we do this very strange ritual at the Seder. We open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, for Elijah the prophet, which is kind of weird because if Eliyahu HaNavi can somehow figure out how to stay alive all these centuries, then he can try to figure out how to way to get into your peephole, into your, through a window or something. Why do we have to get up and open the door? Because Rav Kook says it's symbolic that the next redemption from our current exile will only take place when the Jewish people get up and take action themselves. And that's one of the reasons many of us, myself included, take Israel so seriously. Not only is it a safe haven and a refuge for the Jewish people and gives us such strength and pride, but it is, according to some late and great Rav Kook, the beginning of the redemption. It's not the Mashiach that has come yet, but it is part of the process of the Geula, of the Messianic redemption. And therefore, participating and protecting and supporting and going and visiting and living and doing whatever it is we can to build up Israel isn't just a nice thing to do to safeguard Jewish people's lives, which it does, and it is, but it's something deeper. It is helping to bring the Mashiach, and we believe that every mitzvah that we do and every Jew that we reach out to gets us one step closer to Messianic redemption. Another source that's actually not in the chapter that my son shared with me is a story about the Baal Shem Tov, the great founder of the Hasidic movement, and he has this incredible line. He says that he wrote this in a letter to his brother-in-law, that he wanted to meet the Mashiach. And he ascended level by level until I entered the chamber of the Mashiach, he writes. He says this in a letter to his brother-in-law, where he was learning Torah. And he saw the Mashiach learning Torah with all the Tanaim and the Tzaddikim and all of the righteous people. And I asked the Mashiach, when will you come? When will you reveal yourself and redeem the Jewish people and the world? And the answer that the Mashiach gave the Baal Shem Tov, and I'll read it in Hebrew, he wrote, "Bezot teda, by this you will know. You will know the Mashiach comes when? Be'et sheit parnes lemudach v'itkale ba'olam. When your teachings become known and revealed in the world, v'yafutsu mayonecha chutza, and your wellsprings burst forth to the outside." Now, a lot of different ways of understanding that. One way is to say that when Hasidic literature, which is based on Kabbalah, becomes more known and revealed in the world, and they become more popular, which is something that's certainly happening today. There's been an incredible revolution and revelation of great Hasidic wisdom, which is based on Kabbalah. or just in general, that more Jews who are not necessarily connected, Jews that are revealed the Torah that weren't necessarily raised with it, when your teachings, he says, become known and revealed in the world, not just revealed and known amongst, you know, a small group of people that were raised with it, but known in the world, meaning that Torah really gets out there. And through the internet and a lot of other things, Torah, there's a lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of other issues and problems in the world, but there's also never been so much Torah that has been revealed in the world in so many people. And I see this in my holy work with MGE, how many young people with little or no background in Judaism are being exposed and have been revealed and are being inspired by Torah and by mitzvos. And many of them are being turned on by the teachings of Chassidut and Kabbalah, which I think is something that the Baal Shem Tov was saying is a way of knowing that the Mashiach, at least, I could say that we're getting closer. We hang in there. Shavua Tov.